Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast that could hopefully help you learn something, feel good about how clever you are, or potentially just put a smile on your face. And if it doesn't, it's only 15 minutes long, so it'll be over soon. Hello, I'm Mikita Oliver. It's Music Tuesday, and my guest is the comedian Felicity Ward. Felicity, hello.
Hello.
There are 15 points to play for. It's Music Tuesday, so all the questions are about music. Question number one. In Cockney rhyming slang, what instrument is known as a Joanna?
Piano?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. Question number two. Who stepped in for Freddie Mercury to perform an iconic rendition of Somebody to Love at his memorial concert in 1992?
Ooh, 92. Oh, George Michael?
Correct. Yes. The answer was George Michael.
I was like, well, it's been Adam Lambert, but I mean, he would only been six or seven back then. Was he that good?
Question number three. Complete the original Sugar Babes lineup.
Oh, nah.
Mutia, Siobhan, who else was there?
Nah, I'm out.
You're out?
I'm out. I didn't know their names. I'm sorry. I know, I can see the film clip, the video clip. We call them film clips in Australia. Mm-hmm. And it was great, but I don't know their names.
The answer was Keisha. Sadly missed. Love Keisha.
Oh, yeah. All right, I don't feel bad, but I feel bad for Keisha because she was very talented.
Question number four. Which animal of love was Barry White known as?
What animal of love? All I can think about is The Simpsons, where he's like, I love all the snakes. I don't think he was called the snake of love because that makes me uncomfortable.
Might be a bit much.
Okay, was he known as the panther of love?
Incorrect. The correct answer was the walrus.
I mean, that's not a compliment. They can barely move, except when they're hungry, so maybe that's right. I don't know.
Hungry for love.
I'm hungry for love.
Question number five. In what decade did the Brit Awards first take place?
I don't know. That's what you people are up to. The 80s?
The correct answer was the 70s.
Oh, okay.
But fair enough, you weren't here yet.
No. You're I mean, I wasn't in the world in the 70s, let alone in Britain.
Yeah, exactly. Question number six. Gwen Stefani infamously dated her No Doubt bandmate, Tony Kanal, for 7 years. But what instrument did he play in the band?
Oh. Is it bass guitar?
Correct.
Hey!
There you go. Question number seven. Though it was moved to August in 2020 for COVID reasons, in what month is Record Store Day traditionally held across the globe?
It's definitely a month. Is it May?
Oh, incorrect. The correct answer was April.
Oh, I was close.
Question number eight. Complete this opening line from Prince's Purple Rain album. Dear beloved, we've gathered here today to get through this thing.
Called life?
Correct!
Yeah.
I knew you'd have that. Question number nine. Which Foo Fighters song was covered by the COVID-19 Solitary Relief Campaign?
Okay. I don't think it's Monkey Wrench. Learning to Fly? No, hang on. It's not Learning to Fly, is it? That's Tom Petty. It's got Fly in it.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're thinking about it, then that's not the answer.
Correct. The correct answer was Times Like These.
Oh, yeah.
From now on, Felicity, there are multiple correct answers to each question. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name any Artist of the Year nominee from the 2020 MTV Video Music Awards? There were 6 nominees. Can you name any?
Doja Cat?
Oh, very cool, but incorrect.
Ah.
We were looking for Lady Gaga would have worked. Justin Bieber, DaBaby, Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan, I should have. Cardi.
Cardi's not here either.
Really?
Post Malone. I don't know how The Weeknd gone. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name any two albums by the Black Eyed Peas?
Well, in 2001, at the Horden Pavilion in Sydney, I went and saw them before Fergie was a part of them.
I said this earlier. I said I saw them before Fergie, and they were a better band, I have to say.
They were great. So Ella Funk, I believe, was their first.
Absolutely, I'll take that.
That was the first one they did with, and the first album I had of theirs was Bridging the Gap.
Brilliant. You got your 2 points.
There you go, mate.
Question number 12. For 3 points, can you name any three initialed artist or initialed song titles to reach the UK number one spot? So we're not including artists like U2 or UB40 because that's a mixture of letters and numbers. We're talking about just initials. So for instance, Cardi B wouldn't work. WAP would.
Okay. All right.
I could give you an example, but you would lose an answer.
That's okay. How many possible answers have you got there? Have you got loads?
Yeah, we got loads.
Okay, can you give me an example?
Okay, so for instance, Usher, OMG.
Okay.
Tune, by the way.
Massive tune. Okay. I'm trying to think now of... Well, there was a band that did a song called How Bizarre that were from New Zealand.
Oh, my God, How Bizarre.
I mean, I can't think of them, but they're OM something. Okay, I'll do this. I can see there's like a Justin Timberlake song that is all, I know it's all initials. Is it, it's not Love, it's.
Oh, right, yeah, that.
Yeah, it's a word and it's all initials.
You're so on the right track, but unfortunately that wasn't a number one hit for Justin Timberlake.
Okay. I mean, I didn't actually say it, so it doesn't count as an answer.
And How Bizarre didn't hit the top spot either.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, number one. Come on, I can do this. I can do this. Okay, what's something that you say? I mean, there's no song called LOL. There's no song called YOLO.
Oh, there is, but they didn't go to number one.
Yeah. No, I can't. Look, I don't think I'm going to get it.
Okay, I'm gonna take you out of your misery.
Yeah, thanks.
So R.I.P. by Rita Ora.
Sure.
OMG Usher. JCB Nizloppy.
It went to number one.
Yeah. And then Frankie, F-U-R-B. And then YMCA, Village People, 1979. And then Divorce, Billy Connolly, 1975. Artist, B-O-B, J-L-S, L-M-F-A-O, D-V-B-B-S, O-M-I, K-V-A, L-M-C, Tattoo.
Woo!
Right. A-T-B, T-L-C, Mars, and of course, ABBA.
Oh, I was going to say ABBA, but I didn't think...
Felicity Ward after that. Ooh, roller coaster of a ride. You scored 6 points.
And I felt very confident about music.
Yet still better. Don't worry. We're going to talk you through your points after this break. Let's really get into it.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
Music, you didn't get great points, but you got riled up, which makes me think music is quite a big part of your life.
It's a huge part of my life. I was into music way before I was into comedy. Mm. I was the lead singer of a grunge band in the 90s.
Stop!
Yes, mate. You're talking to someone that was on a compilation CD in 1996, okay?
I'm sorry, that's huge for me. That's amazing.
Thank you. We were called Bastion, named after the little boy that reads in the Neverending Story.
Oh my God, that's so grunge.
I mean, we were so grunge. We were very grunge. We're all girls, which is also very 90s.
Yeah.
Music was like my, can I tell you my greatest story of someone finding out that I play music, right?
Yeah.
So on Six Music, I did Round Table one day and I found out that Phil Selway, the drummer from Radiohead, was also going to be on.
Whoa.
I'm so embarrassed if he listens to this. I'm sorry, Phil, but you are my celebrity story. So I'm like an embarrassing Radiohead fan. I have a tape recorder, a cassette tape recorder of them playing at the Entertainment Center in
1998. Whoa.
At their OK Computer World Tour. And it has a couple of songs that I taped in my dictaphone in my jacket pocket. So I'm trying to be very cool. He is the most lovely man you've ever met.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, like you're like, oh, you've never played an instrument before. Like there's no ego to him at all. You're like, are you here to pick up your kids? Like what are you, is there a game on nearby? So anyway, at the end, because I made a few jokes at his expense with love on air. And afterwards I said, I said I apologise. I'm actually a huge fan. And afterwards I said, I am a massive fan. I said, oh, you know, when I used to. And he said, do you play music? And I said, oh, I used to. And he said, I'd love to hear it one day. I'm like, sure, Phil Selway. So we're chatting. And I said, this is embarrassing. Would you mind if I got a selfie? He's like, yeah, sure. So we take one. Then he said, do you mind if I get a selfie? I'm like, what's happening? So he takes a photo. I said, it was so lovely to meet you. Thank you so much. And he goes, I'm being honest, I really would love to hear some of your songs. And I said, okay, should I get your email address?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, do that. So I got Phil Selway's email address and I'm like, I got home, I'm like, I'm never going to send Phil Selway music ever. And then about a month later, I was home by myself and I thought, oh, the songs that I do have recorded, how do they sound? They're all recorded on like an iPhone 3. Terrible.
Oh, my God.
Awful. And with mistakes all the way through, hideous, right? So I just decide to record on my iPhone 4, got an upgrade, two songs. I do two takes of each and I press send for one copy of each of the songs. And I said, hi, Phil, I met you about a month ago. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm so embarrassed that I'm sending you these.
Brave,
hope you're well. Press send. Sent two songs to a member of Radiohead.
Yeah.
On my iPhone.
From your iPhone 4.
From my iPhone 4. And the cable wasn't proper, so it didn't charge all the time. One of those ones. Anyway, obviously I expect I'm never going to hear from him again. About a month later, I get an email saying, I'm so sorry that I haven't responded. I've been a bit busy.
I've been on a world tour.
Yeah, you're in Brazil. I know that.
I get it.
Because I'm on your website, mate. Yeah. And then paragraphs of constructive feedback about how I could use this. Have you thought about how you're going to produce it? I would use it. Like just darling, darling, darling man. And then we wrote back and forth for like on and off for like a year or so.
No.
And then last, at the end of 2018, or I said, look, I'm doing a 17. I said, I'm doing a big show at the Leicester Square Theatre next year. Do you want to come and see it? And he and his wife came and saw the show.
Look at that.
Right?
Look at that.
They say don't meet your heroes. I don't know about that.
No. I love that. And I love that moment of bravery from you created something really loving.
Yeah.
Felicity Ward, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow and tell your friends now. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. We have a sports quiz tomorrow. So if you're listening on your way to pick up the kids or whether you're binging on 5 episodes in a row, we'll be back tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.